fancy masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you missed out on the Rangers ticket giveaway, we're going to be doing that the rest of the week. So fear not, you still got a shot. Now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. A variety of things I'd like to touch on here. And if you don't mind, I think both of you will be intrigued. I hope that the Tolos are as well. They seem to be when we're out at the card show.
Right.
I just saw another Topps post. And
is it about the 57 set?
First look, the iconic All Kings trading cards make their NFL debut in Topps flagship football arriving this Friday. Now, flagship football is also, is that the one the 57s will be in?
Yes, and okay. I just want to cut to the chase so we don't, like, overwhelm people. Topps flagship just means Topps.
Okay.
It just means regular Topps. I don't know why they've started to add that, like, even to the package designing. It's just regular Topps.
Well, it's because we're the flagship station of the Cowboys and Rangers.
That's
and
true.
And they were like, look at all the success that the fan is having.
Okay.
So we need let people know that we're also the flagship whatever
okay.
of cards.
Okay. That comes out on Friday.
Okay. This is the same. Now, I shouldn't talk about this, but I saw an Arvel Reese card that is, it's modified to look like the 1957 set.
Beautiful set.
And you said this is all rookies on this?
Correct.
Okay. This looks amazing, Alec. It looks really cool. And my first thought was, okay, that'll be my chase. I'm going to go try and complete a set of that. I think that could be something that, for me, that's the artwork that I was like, oh! It has spoken to me like none other. It's touched me in a way that nobody else ever could.
Huh.
No card ever could.
Okay.
Okay. And except for that Magic Johnson, Larry Bird combo that I got, that thing, I saw it and I was like, I don't know why, but I have to have it.
And I did confirm Caleb Downs
has one of those
in
two?
The subset.
Okay. And I'm asking a question that I think has probably been asked 1,000 times. Is there too much?
Yes.
This is a little overwhelming because, like, I saw that earlier and was like, that's awesome. And then I see these King cards, the All Kings, they look cool. It doesn't touch me the same way. It just doesn't reach out to me and say, you need this for whatever reason. And but they're like, no, this is how everybody gets a little touch of the product.
All right. So there's a couple different things here. This is one of the reasons whenever people are like, what should I get into if I start collecting? I do not think you can go wrong starting off if you just want to open something that's not like super duper expensive by going with Topps or Topps flagship if they would prefer. Like, you usually get a lot of good baseball rookies in their baseball product now that you move to football. It's not the most expensive, and so it's probably not going to be worth the most, but there's still a possibility that you could pull something big. But one thing I will tell people, especially what you're describing, if you're interested in those kind of things, don't open stuff. Go buy the singles. Now, we have talked about so many of our shops.
Alec knows about the singles, right?
Yes, he does. Somebody, did you see the person who recommended that I let Alec throw the first pitch so he could give the ball to one of his stepkids?
Jeez, man.
That was a Tolo, dude.
Not me.
I didn't even see that.
We both didn't even read it earlier out loud because we were running out of time.
So, places like Worth Collecting in Waxahachie, RJ Dukes in McKinney, Sports Collectors Hub, in Allen Collectible Investments, Sappy's. There are so many that have helped us out over the years. And now I'm about to kick myself. I was like, I need to think harder because I know there are others as well that have helped us out over the years. Go buy some singles because people love to open, whether it's the breakers, whether it's people at the shop, they love to open stuff. And so you'll have the opportunity to buy singles if that's what you're interested in. Go buy singles for this set. You'll be way better off than just opening product to get these cards.
For how much do you think like a pack of these is going to be?
A pack is probably about $8.
Oh, that's actually not bad. So if I wanted to buy like $24 worth.
Right.
It's three packs.
Right.
And that satisfies that open
sure.
thing for me. You know, it's like,
sure.
But then I can go spend the rest of the money on whatever yeah, okay.
Yeah, because otherwise a box is like ish $200.
Oh.
And so,
oh, I'm sorry. I was reacting to something else.
Well, and I was just going to say, just remember, that is the cheap layer. That's where cards have gotten.
But what you're saying is there are lots of people that will pay for the boxes and the hobby boxes and all those.
Yes.
And I can get what I want in a different manner.
Exactly. Gotcha. So you're not going to pull the Caleb Downs one-of-one auto. But, like, you would love that card, but you're going to be okay with that. And you can get this set. So cards are super expensive, and I agree with all of that. But a lot of that's if you want to open it. If you're willing to just sit back and buy regular inserts like this, I think you can get them for super cheap.
And am I wrong? This is Topps getting back into the NFL?
They now have the official NFLPA and NFL license again since they've been absorbed by Fanatics.
Okay, so that means, so this is why, this is kind of one of the other reasons that A, Topps would be pushing it the way they are.
True.
But also that people will be interested in
collecting. Because like Topps Chrome was around and people were like, okay. But then they got the official, just like why now you can get Prism Basketball for like $300 for a box, which I know is expensive, but it used to be like $900. But they don't have the official, like the logos on the jersey and everything. Some people call them pajama cards. You know, to each their own.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And Alec, do you agree with everything Kevin said, or do you disagree with everything Kevin said?
I often agree with him, and that stands in this case. Just buy the cards that you want.
Uh-huh.
You're going to save so much money, unless you just love the thrill of opening packs.
And I don't want to take that away. If you're like, I'm not looking for something specific.
It's just kind of fun.
It's like a lottery ticket, because you could buy that and get, like we talked about, the dude who won the Cooper Flag out of the break, he spent $515 on that break. That card's going to go for more than $2 million. So, like, do I think you'd pull it or I would have gotten it in one of those breaks? Not really. But if you love the chase and the lottery ticket aspect, his life is different now because of that card.
Yeah. And I will say, whenever we do the card show and we're fortunate enough that one of our friends comes over and drops something off and is like, hey, you guys open these up. Have some fun.
Right.
It always is fun, even though I have zero clue what I'm looking for, and you guys hate that.
I got a Johnny Bench auto. Cool. We're like, hey, it's 5 of 5.
Is that good?
And he's number 5. Oh.
Where is the numbers?
It's right there.
And it's like, I'm sitting there looking at like his batting average and stuff, and Kevin's like, that's not the number 5 I'm looking for.
Can I tell you something real quick, since we were talking about that Rangers giveaway? Just found out it's going to be for a different game next week, but we're going to give away Rangers tickets next week as well.
To the game that I'm throwing the first pitch out at?
You know what? It's not. I do think we've really dropped the ball on that.
Like, we should have a fan night?
Yes, 100%. Mm. August 31st is fan night. That should be. It is. We need to figure out a way to pump that up.
Yeah, let's make sure this happens. Tolos, just come on out.
Here's the thought. Can we not give away tickets because the demand is already so high? For fan night, they're like, we don't have any tickets to give away.
Maybe so. Maybe that's the case. I think that just pack all the Tolos in Zach Wolchuk's suite. That's the way we should do it. Whatever suite he has. Because he loves to invite people to things. So
I appreciate it.
Go hang out with Wolchuk. He's awesome.
Yeah. Give me a parking pass.
Yeah. ride with Kevin.
With me.
Yeah, with Kevin. Hold on. He lives out there. Y'all be going in different directions.
You know what? That's a good point. Maybe I need to go pick him up.
Maybe you stay at his house.
Oh, with R2-D2?
Sleep over with R2-D2.
Oh, man, that's one
of my dreams. Has that sentence ever been said?
Would Kevin wake up? Would you wake up and Kevin's laying, I don't know, whatever place y'all let him sleep, if it's a couch, a bed, a floor, but he's just got his arms wrapped around R2-D2, would that be the happiest you think you've ever seen, Kevin?
Yeah, it would also be tough because it's life size, so that's like a 3-foot diameter you'd have to wrap around.
If you really want something, you'll work for it.
That's true. It's
very true.
I'll snuggle with R2-D2.
Tonight, gentlemen, we are excited to go, actually, with one of our favorite Rangers fans and Tolos. Rachel's going to have, we're having dinner tonight. And we're going to a place called Knife Steakhouse in Plano. We've been there many times. It's literally right next to Mexican Bar Company. So if you've ever been to Mexican Bar Company and you want to go to Knife, George does some great work with us here at the KNC Masterpiece and with Jared with the Sandlot. I think we have 2 dinners donated from him. With one of them with Sean and RJ.
Yes.
And the other one is with us. And we're going to Knife tonight. And I'm just kind of curious, Have y'all been waiting for steak, or have y'all been like, oh, I'm going to eat a lot of steak in preparation for this? How do you go about this?
See, I don't necessarily go to Knife thinking I'm going to eat a lot of steak, mm-hmm. and more focus on the steak I'm going to get is going to be damn fine.
Oh, yeah. That is true, man. Were we sitting there that one year with Mike and we could see all the aged steaks?
Yes. And then we got into the discussion about when did that become a job that you're like, hey, I know we have this food, but I think if we waited for 4 years, it would be even better. And then, like, that person dies, and you're like, that was milk. He shouldn't have done that. But then eventually they're like, man, if you age this steak for 21 years, it is the best thing you've ever eaten. And you're like, huh, would that work with whiskey? Like, I just want to know, like, how did they trial and error that thing, you know?
You know, I think the real thing there is you probably had to have an abundance of food to decide that.
True.
Because if you had decided that, let's say during the Stone Age, you probably died because you were like, let's wait 3 years to eat. And then you found out you can't wait that long to eat. So that's probably, it was probably later.
These are the questions.
But we do need to look up that point in time. Now, we discussed the Hall of Fame game a little earlier with Von Miller, but he also pointed out, Kevin, how great of a teammate he is. And he wants to be one of those guys. That is like the Hall of Fame for being a great teammate. He's like, I'd rather be a Hall of Fame for being a great teammate kind of guy.
Oh, gross.
And what do you mean gross? You're a great teammate. You're letting me throw the first pitch out.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. But if they said you'll be remembered for that or going into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, you're damn right I want to go to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. That'd be sweet.
He said that he takes pride in that he's going to go into that room and win the guys over immediately.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. That is very important. I'm just saying, that versus the regular Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, I'll take that.
But Von Miller is now in the fold, all right?
Okay.
As we discussed with Mickey, first thing you did was talk to Britt Brown. All right, let's get this program rolling. So that's now to the wayside. Jerry Jones has said it multiple times throughout this training camp. I still will make a substantive move if I believe.
He does love that word.
Substantive. If I believe that this thing is, and I do believe. Like, he's starting to say and I do believe. I think he's seeing how the connection with Christian Parker is, it looks like it might work. And he's seeing, I saw this ridiculous thing this morning. ESPN made the mistake of what they did with the McAfee show and Rasmussen. Mm. This morning they said, defensive additions this offseason. Gary, Vaughn, Durant, Downs, Lawrence.
Oh, where the hell's Jalen Thompson?
Where's Jalen Thompson on this list, guys? What are we even doing here? That was the best free agent they added this offseason.
Not cool, ESPN.
So I thought that was a big miss.
Plus the Rasmussen thing.
You look, and we talked about how they've been intentional with making moves this offseason of, all right, we can't just go get somebody and just sign them off the heap. We got to do something right here. We got to make this one right. I do ask this now, and I saw, I think it was Mashota, linebacker or corner, had a couple options still out there. Jordan Brooks still in the conversation for Mashota.
That is interesting to me.
And Kevin, quite honestly to me too, and I think to Alec as well, he's one of the smartest players, and depending on what you have in those two middle linebackers, you could, you know, think maybe later down the road that's an option for you, or maybe even earlier than that.
And you'll never go wrong adding quality depth in the NFL.
He also brought up Christian Fulton at cornerback, and I wanted to ask, it's a little late, I might have to do this tomorrow, but I think, if you had a dream, who's the player that you add to this team right now? I know Bobby Wagner's at that top of the list for you.
Yeah.
But is that the place there you're like, that's the only player? Or is there, you get a dream, you go, is it Crosby? You got to make a trade that Jerry can actually pull off. Who are you making the trade for with the assets you have?
Flournoy.
Maybe we do
no!
that. Maybe we do that a little tomorrow.
Not
because
Flournoy.
This could give you, Kevin, because you take a realistic Max Crosby package.
Okay.
And say, now I want to try and see if I can apply that somewhere else where I can get a player that might be available.
All right. Here's the tease I would like you to consider. Would you take the Max Crosby equivalent minus 20% at right tackle? Like, if I told you I could find you a right tackle that's 20% worse at his job than Max Crosby, but still, that'd make you pretty darn good.
And so that's improvement.
Dak doesn't have to run for his life exactly. and be a magician, you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, because I think I've started to drift into that category of
your
like...
concern?
Yeah, I appreciate the need for more depth at linebacker, maybe starters, and cornerback. But I've also started to focus in on these tackles and be like, I don't know, man.
That is a... You know what, Kevin? I never one time thought in this conversation offensive tackle. I was only
thinking
there. I think
it's in my
there.
Mix now. I really do.
I like it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, not the biggest, but which NFL team has the most passionate fan base. Plus, we'll talk some FC Dallas with North Texas SC's GM Matt Denny next right here on The Fan.
On second down, Allen looking. End zone, touchdown! In the traffic, Dalton Kincaid is there for six.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk some FC Dallas and some North Texas SC in just a minute. But before we get to any of that, wanted to have this discussion because I saw a really interesting research study that was done. And it's the most passionate NFL fan bases, all right? So not necessarily the biggest or anything like that. What they factored in, and this is from Nielsen. So unlike traditional rankings that rely solely on the ratings, Nielsen used the methodology this go around to look at apparel purchases, general interest levels, live event attendance, betting intent, social media engagement, radio listenership, streaming habits, and linear TV viewership. So obviously linear TV viewership would lend itself towards the Dallas Cowboys dominating this thing. However, which area has the most passionate NFL fans for their team?
I'm going to say the Southwest region.
I'm sorry, let me try this again. The cities in which the teams are located.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's Dallas, Kevin.
It definitely
1,000%
is not. They are number 19.
Really?
On this list.
So we weren't even middle of the pack?
Correct.
That's weird.
I know.
Considering.
You would think even when it comes to this, we'd be 16th. Or 17th.
All right, I can see Buffalo. Like, there's nothing but they only care about themselves up there.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Buffalo.
Buffalo, number one on the list.
Like, a bar was in the way of their view, and they freaked out.
Yes, and they went through tables, flaming tables, and
Didn't they throw people into a hole? Am I wrong about that, Alex? There was like some big hole and a big pile of snow, and there was a flame in there, and they just kept throwing people
down
there. Yeah, people kept diving into the hole.
I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah.
I need to go look at that.
Yeah, it is a weird thing, dude. I'd go look at this. I'll go find the story for you.
All right, from the 940, what do you think about this list? Buffalo, Green Bay, and Seattle.
I think
Buffalo's one.
Green Bay fits for sure because like they own the team. So they're pretty passionate.
Seattle's 14 on the list.
What?
Buffalo's 1. Kansas City 2.
Oh, yeah. They've won a few lately.
Green Bay / Appleton. I didn't know that. Number 3, followed by Cincinnati and Philadelphia. If you want to know the rest of the top 10, we go from there to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Detroit, New Orleans, and Cleveland. Those are your top 10 most passionate fan bases.
Okay. I'm upset that we're 19 here. What do we need to do to get... I feel like our ratings are fantastic.
For sure.
And we have a majority Cowboys fans, I feel like, listen.
All right, so let's take a look at that. Linear TV viewership feels really good. Streaming habits... I have some questions about that. Radio listenership, really good. Media engagement feels like it should be at the top of the list. I don't know about betting intent or how they define general interest levels, and I have a lot of questions about the apparel purchases.
Oh, so when it comes to betting intent, do you think that our fan base is just so terrified to bet?
It could be.
Because we just don't know.
But I also think about the merchandise. Like, I know people like a good Cowboys shirt, but it feels like in Buffalo, you have your Sunday
You're
bills.
Decked out.
And then your Monday bills, Tuesday bills, and like that's the life.
And you have a pair of Zubaz for every single day. Yeah.
Absolutely. Why would you not? And so I wonder if that's where the Cowboys fall a little bit behind on this. Now, if you had to guess, which markets are the worst? This actually makes all the sense in the world.
I mean, Cleveland? No, Arizona.
Arizona is why in
they're
the
not even
world?
Listed. That's how bad
no,
they are.
No, they have to be on this list. Why do I not see
Phoenix.
Them? This is.
Are you looking for Arizona?
Really confusing.
Glendale.
Oh yeah, there you go. I was looking for Arizona. Glen. It's Phoenix.
Okay.
They're 25th, followed by Tampa, the San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose triangle, Miami.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
San Francisco has interesting. There's a lot of things to do there. That makes sense.
That
yeah.
is where you get to 29 and 30. 29, Los Angeles. 30, New York.
I remember like Tampa and Arizona, Phoenix, that makes sense because those are retirement communities. But these three that you just mentioned, with so much to do per capita, right?
Yeah.
I do remember going to L.A. for the first time, Kevin. You and I headed out there for our first Oxnard camp. And when I asked Spittle, hey, what station? And he was like, quite honestly, they don't have a lot of love for sports stations out there.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, let's talk some soccer. I'll get it. With North Texas SC's GM, it is Matt Denny. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Wanted to say we appreciate you jumping on with us. Now, what I got to know just right out the gate is, do I need to have as much sports hate for Austin FC 2 as I do have sports hate for the first team, Austin FC?
Yeah, I would argue more. Let's throw some petrol on the fire.
I like it. All right, because that is who y'all've got this evening. Has that, in all seriousness, can you tell us about that level of rivalry? Because maybe we're used to that with Houston and Austin at the MLS level, and I know this is just the second team down, but like, what's that rivalry like there?
Oh, no, it spills over for sure, and all our games, it just takes it up another level. It's more physical. We had a game when we used to play at Choctaw Stadium with a rain delay, and it was, I think, a 6-7 hour rain delay, and the back and forth there kind of set the rivalry to another level, just being stuck in the locker room for that long and having to go back out, and, you know, there was another strike of lightning. It was a bit tense, so it's created a good rivalry, but we like it.
Do you get staff rivalries like that as well? Do you walk by their head coach or something and throw a little something out their way?
It happens, yeah. We've got favorite teams and we've got least favorite teams in the league for sure. And it's not all just on the field, so it's all in sports though, and it's all in fun. But it's we've definitely got our favorites.
Well, for that matter, would you mind giving us the top three teams for us to hate so we can be just well aware here?
Well, let's just say Austin and Houston are the easy ones. And,
smart.
Beyond that, I'm going to keep it close to my chest.
That's a smart decision. Yeah, when we come out to one of your matches, we'll pull you to the side and we'll get off the record thoughts about that. All right.
There you go.
Now, I do want to talk about the team and the schedule, but I was hoping we could just take a step back for a minute. Is the Texas Health Mansfield Stadium, and what was it like to host Chechia to go along with all of that?
Yeah, the whole stadium is amazing. It's world class, and I think hosting a World Cup team really showcased how good it is. I mean, it's a grass playing surface, and the team was phenomenal. They had a great time, and they loved the stadium. And one of the comments that I took out of it the most, they said, if this stadium was in our home country, it'd be a top three in the whole country.
Ooh,
it's
wow.
A phenomenal stadium. It's you know, the mesh seats to the suites to the club, the locker rooms are phenomenal. It's got the longest bar and outdoor sports venue in North America. It's amazing. And we've had really good response so far. You know, our first three games, we've averaged just under 4,000 fans, and it's great. The atmosphere is good. It's an intimate stadium, and it's a really authentic, you know, football, soccer experience.
How important is it? Because I know FC Dallas is like trying to replicate this kind of, is it to have the overhang for a lot of those seats, especially since it's 8,000 degrees for three straight months here?
Yeah, I think it's essential in this climate. I mean, it's hard to get people to sit in the sun and you know, expect them to come back. So the fan experience is really important. And, you know, it's one of those things, you can't really kick off earlier in the summer. You have to kick off late, and the heat's a factor. So we needed it, and it adds to the stadium, but it also adds to the ambience. You know, the acoustics stay inside the stadium rather than dissipate out, and it just creates, you know, an atmosphere on the sound side too.
That's something we had whenever we were kids, Kevin, growing up with the reunion. We had a low ceiling that just made it that much louder and that much more powerful with your fans, because that's the connection. That's the touch they're looking for, right? As a fan, you're always kind of looking for something that's got a nice little touch to it that changes the way that why you want to go back out to that stadium, right?
For us, that's 100%. I mean, the stadium's phenomenal, but it's got, you know, the new LED lighting. When you score a goal, the lights go on and off. We have pyro. We have fireworks for the national anthem. This is something that we want the fans to have a great experience and keep coming back. And it's not just about, you know, the football side or the fan side. It's about the football. Because we're a second team, essentially, and we're developing the next, you know, generation of talent for FC Dallas. And we feel like if we create a better environment, they're going to develop faster. The games mean more. They're hearing the fans shout at them, celebrate when they do well, boo the referee, and they get to really feel that professional environment. So it's going to help their development, and that's what we're all about.
And that's what we want to see, because Sam Sarver was a staple of our show right before all the World Cup hit. What's it like when you get to see one of those guys go hit the scene like that?
Oh, it's amazing. And he was doing it for us, and that's the thing. He was doing it week in, week out. And you see these players, you know, they get the opportunity, they get the minutes, and then they go take off. It's amazing. Sam is a character, but, you know, we've got a lot of players. He is. But we've got a lot of players that have come through, you know, like, you know, right now on the team, Bernard Camungo, Colodi, they came through North Texas SC, yeah. And not just players, but we've got staff too. Like Eric Quill was our first head coach, yeah. You know, 2019 season, and the assistant coach, Michelle Gabani, and the athletic coach, performance coach, team admin, player care, equipment manager, all these, you know, staff as well, developing and honing the craft. And it's a factory for us. We just want to develop these players and staff, and we're developing fans now, you know, with this stadium, we've got the opportunity to do that.
Now, talking about characters, y'all's head coach, John Gall, he used to coach for Flower Mound Marcus. Now, it wasn't him, but somebody else in that school district. We used to cover a lot of high school sports, and they got mad at me one time for saying soccer, and he goes, oh, I guess you Yanks call it soccer. And you just said football. I didn't invent calling it soccer here. Does it irritate you when people don't say football?
You know, I catch myself. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. Sometimes I'm saying soccer, sometimes football. And, you know, it's just, you lean into it. We call ourselves North Texas SC because we're at a point where we're leaning into soccer, and it is soccer here. So it's lean into it and own it, right?
Yeah.
But,
no,
yeah.
I think that's very fair. Can you walk us through? And I think you kind of did, but if there's anything else we need to know about the vision for North Texas FC and what y'all's ultimate goal is outside of just all the winning. I get you want to win. Is it mostly about developing players? Like, what do you envision as the ultimate goal with the team?
I think you realize, like, with our ownership group, they want to grow the sport, right? So we've got such a good ownership group that they want to grow the sport in the Metroplex. They want to have players develop, come through, play for the national team. But we want to grow the sport in the Metroplex. And even tonight, we have a game on a Wednesday night in Mansfield, and our owner, Dan Hunt's coming to the game. And he's invested in the team. He knows the team. He goes out to training. We meet every week and talk about the team. We really want to grow the sport, and we want to, you know, create an environment that's going to help these players grow and hopefully project to the first team, representing the national teams. And we see it now already. We go do community events, and players already have favorite players of ours. I had an email on Monday of a parent that walked out hand in hand with one of our players, Liam. And I go, how do I get a customized jersey? That's her favorite player now. So
awesome.
We're creating this environment, and you know, we're just growing the sport. I think that's the big thing for us.
Well, talking about growing the sport, I know it's only been about a month removed from the World Cup. How do you think America and the soccer community here has done capitalizing on the momentum of having the World Cup there, and what can still be done to make sure like that momentum continues?
Yeah, I think it's early to tell. We're going to see it pay off years and years ahead. But I know for me personally, you know, the 94 World Cup opened my eyes to America. So it even grew, like it became an option for me and it became something that was front of mind. But I think it's too early to tell. But I think that the World Cup was amazing. I think DFW on itself represented so well. The games here were phenomenal. But we're already seeing it. I mean, if you go to any school, there's more kids wearing soccer jerseys than is any other sport right now. And it's going to have that knock-on impact. But I really think it was a tipping point, and it became where soccer's, you know, mainstream now. It's acceptable to talk about it. It's acceptable, and there's no stigma that it used to be, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You talk about soccer and football.
Yeah, exactly, at the same time. So whether it's tonight's match or going forward, people can go to NorthTexasSC.com. You can check out the schedule. That will give you the links to go pick up tickets. They've got another game, I believe, on Saturday, another home match on Saturday. So if you want to check them out this week or going forward, NorthTexasSC.com. Thank you very much for jumping on with us, good sir.
Yeah, thank you. And when you want to come out to a game, let me know. It's exciting. It's a great atmosphere here. So
absolutely. And I'll tell you the coach that said, or as you Yanks say, soccer, because I think you could possibly know him.
Yeah. And I'll tell you who my rivals are.
Okay, perfect. We've got a dang plan. There you go. Matt Denny from North Texas SC. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Freeman swings hot shot to third off of House's glove. He recovers but has no play. Smoke towards third. A backhanded attempt on a short hop by House. It caromed off his leather to the back of the infield where he went and retrieved it but didn't have anywhere to go with it. So another run comes home for the Rangers and they lead 5-0.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, and I need to go to Corey Majors.
Oh, I mean, you could ask everybody how they're doing first. Okay. I have a question for somebody.
Right. Oh, intriguing. Oh, right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bang Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I am also doing very well. Now I'm intrigued, Corey.
All right, and I know Broadus is very busy over there, but you're telling me that they cut the lens out of your eyeball yesterday and then put a brand new lens in that sucker, and then you just went right back to work?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. They can just replace your eyeball lens?
I could see. I'm 20/20 in my right eye. I'm 20/25 in my left eye.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really, really is. Yeah. Felt like it felt like my eye was disconnected on my face the other day.
I love that.
When I was sitting there at the ballpark. But I actually watched batting practice for the first time in my life and was amazed how hard they hit the ball.
That is wild.
Even the Rangers.
And they just and did it hurt? Like did you
not at all.
You were under
not
or were
at
you
all.
Awake?
Yeah, I was awake. They tell you they talk to you the whole time. They want to make sure that you could see and all that. So yeah, he basically, you know, like when you get LASIK, they make you blind for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't do this. They didn't make me blind. So it was kind of cool to see, okay, he says, focus on this light. And he went in there with a laser, and he killed every cataract I had. My right eye was really, really bad. My left eye was somewhat bad. And so, but yeah, right now, I mean, I could see perfect right now. It's just amazing to drive around. It's
so
cool.
One of the reasons I'm asking is like,
when you get old, it's going to happen to all you. Just get ready.
I have a lot of floaters.
You have to take days off of work to do it.
Y'all have floaters?
Yeah,
y'all have things where you're just going to, you'll look and all of a sudden it's drifting across. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. I feel like I need to go get my eyeballs cut.
Maybe.
Is that what they call it?
Just cut your balls.
Just cut your eyeballs.
But I will say this, though. Eyeballs. If you want to, I went to our insurance pays for like basic cataract. I said, nah.
Give me the premium.
So yeah, I got the lens. Matter of fact, I could go on September 23rd, I could go in there and they're going to adjust them again. They can make them even more.
Ooh.
Like
you can have better than 2020?
Better. Yeah,
it's
better.
Possible.
Yeah, they're going to go in there and say, okay, give it a run, see what you think, and then come back and tell us what you want us to do better with your eyes.
He wants X-ray vision.
So. That's insane.
When you were a kid, did you think that
I
was a real
that,
thing?
That and the sea monkeys was another thing.
Yes.
I believe the sea monkeys.
What are sea monkeys?
Sea monkeys
were shrimp.
Yeah, they basically were.
You got like a dry package of these little things, and then you dumped them into water, and they came to life, and you took care of them. And
you thought it was going to be like this little underwater village living in your house?
They made it in the comic book seem really real, and it really wasn't.
Yeah.
It really wasn't real.
False advertisement, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I want a sea monkey.
That was false advertising. I'm sad about that now.
Anyway, I heard him say that yesterday on the drive home.
Yeah, they took my lens. They took both lenses 5 days apart, lenses out of my eyes, and then put new lenses in. So it's crazy. But
they just trashed.
I highly recommend
it
if you need it. Yeah.
Are the lenses that they put in? I guess I'm assuming, are they glass? Are they like?
They're special material.
Okay.
Like hockey glass, I guess.
Gotcha. Wow.
Anyway. Plexi.
That's wild, dude.
That sounds awesome.
Plexiglass.
I mean, I'm sorry you had to go through that before.
No, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I really am.
Now, what did you guys think of the outcome of the first pitch drawing, and did you have any suggestions for potential competitions to put Corey and RJ through?
I was just heartbroken for Dawson, man. I mean,
I'm sorry.
He was playing with confidence, dude. He was the first name drawn.
We know you're not.
And what do you think about the idea?
I like you. I like you a lot.
What the hell?
What do you think about the idea? My name was never in that box, and that's why I won.
You know what? I was thinking about suggesting that yesterday because
I didn't see my name. I didn't
see
my name.
It's a little bit strange.
You know,
oh, really? Your name
we
wasn't
never
even
did
in
find a little.
To be
slip
fair,
of paper
I didn't like look in the box, but I never saw my name.
I appreciate your
honesty.
The
morning show was trying to explain, you know, Bobby and there's got to be something going on. You know, it's a rigged deal. They were trying to say that you were the one drawing the names.
We switched. There was three
of us.
That's
what I'm saying.
If anything is rigged at this station, it would be in their favor.
Yeah, that is true.
Bobby,
we are the golden boys.
How many reads does Sean get?
No, the morning show.
It's like eight here.
Be the morning show.
And how come
everybody's read?
Yeah, they didn't even care.
They could have been there. Yeah. They didn't have anybody there. Up here.
I love you, Sean. You know that.
Even Choppy. Like, he didn't even have to work that day.
Yeah, I think everybody got the Zoom, right? If you wanted to jump in and be a team player.
Sean was asking Bobby, like, weren't you in it? Weren't you in part of this? I'm thinking, where the hell were you?
Got in the Zoom?
You know, were you over there?
No, it's complaining about sweet tickets. Why is Walter got the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be
a Bobby was stirred up guy this morning. Bobby was stirred up.
As opposed to most times?
Like 365 days a year.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. How much are you guys going to be rooting for Corey? Or is there any tiny part of you that wants to see him bounce it?
I'm happy either way.
I don't want to go viral.
I think we're all winning.
Unless it's just so good.
It's going to be great.
And Skip insinuated today that if he does beef it, that's on me.
Any chance Skip catches the ball for you?
I don't know.
He's a boof.
That's a
great
I was wondering
question.
If Kevin could come out there and catch.
Oh, heck yeah.
I also,
Pudge, let's get Pudge.
What do you think about this idea? I throw the pitch, and then I call for an ABS review.
Oh,
and then they go to the ABS and it pops up on the thing, and then it shows like it was a perfect strike or something like that.
Right down the middle.
Yeah.
It's got to have some kind of a bit to it.
Yeah.
Well, the other one was.
I think that's a good idea.
We wear Dutch the Bassic jersey.
It is the Corey
and then
way.
And go wash the ball.
That was a great idea.
You like that idea.
Sean was on to that. That was good.
So I think we don't want to do too much, but I do think the Corey way would be a bit a little
Why
bit.
Why not? They might not ever invite us back.
Yeah.
We need to do as much as we can.
We're probably never going to be invited back, but let's make
much
the most
as possible to make this work.
I'll get to go on the mound with you?
I'd love for all you guys to be able to send all y'all out to a position. Everybody runs out to a spot, and then we're all out there representing the fans.
That would be cool.
Fat chews in our lips.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Man, I kind of like this. I think they should always invite us back now.
This would be pretty neat.
Yeah. I'll see how far I can push
right
this.
Right now, somebody
this
in the promotions department there is just like writing all this down.
Jim Cochran loves us. He comes on the show every year.
You do need to get Cochran to get you like a full Rangers uniform.
All right.
Yeah.
Cup and everything.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, definitely get the cup.
When was the last time you threw a baseball?
A few weeks ago with my kid. He called me last night and was like, "Dad, Saturday we're going to Vines High School, and they got a little bump. So I'll go throw off the mound."
He's coming all the way back in town from college.
All the way from college.
They called it the pharmacy for a reason.
I thought that was special, man.
Texas. It's always weird. I'm like, I'm sending him off to college up the road, 36 minutes away.
What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy. Yes. Thanks for asking. Cody Alexander match quarters coming up at 3. Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News at 4.
You pull the mystery undies out of your pocket, give them a whiff, and then you dial up the throw.
Oh, my Lord. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation.
Douche LaLouche style? Is that what it is?
Nick LaLouche.
Douche LaLouche.
Nick LaLouche.
I got that wrong.
It's Douche LaLouche.
All right, never mind. I'm on Broadus' side now. We're never getting invited back.
Oh, hell no, man. There's no way. We just got to play this out, man. Get ready.
We're going to be the KNC Masterpiece. Come back with us tomorrow. 10 to 2 right here on The Fan.
Say nuke, Kevin.
Nuke.